Podcast. Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Jody here from Podcast Rock City, and with me is Mr. D-Rock.
What's up?
You probably noticed Joe isn't here this week. Just couldn't make it, man. And it's also why we're a day late. Our schedules have been all messed up so far this year, so bear with us. We're going to try to get back on track. But we figured we'd do something for you today, and before we get into that, let's get into a little bit of news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So there's not a whole lot of news going on, man. You know, right about now, there's just not a whole lot of news going on. But one thing I did notice yesterday on Twitter, I don't know if you saw it, D-Rock, but Paul Stanley tweeted that he went skiing, right? And got something that he never expected. And I'm like, what? And it turned out to be a fucking concussion.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Snow skiing, what'd he do? Pull a Sonny Bono and smack into a tree?
God, I hope not. I don't know, man. But to me, my first thought is, dude, aren't you a little too old to be out there skiing? I mean, come on, man. I mean, Paul Stanley could have just died out there or something, you know?
I know, man. He shouldn't be pulling any of that dangerous stuff, man.
Not at his age, dude. I mean, good on him for, you know, having the vitality to want to do that kind of thing. But, man, oh, man, his health.
Well, you know, he is the type that's live your life to the fullest type person, you know, so.
I know, but at some point you got to slow down a little bit, bro. We need you alive, you know?
Right.
It's like last year, remember, he just like tore his fucking bicep and they showed like a picture of he just got screwed back together or whatever. He's doing a show like a couple days later. It's like, geez, this guy's Superman. But I don't know. It's kind of scary. And it's like, I don't know, something about the guys in Kiss, they can't ski, because I don't know if you ever saw like, did you ever see that Family Jewels where Gene goes skiing?
Yeah.
Wipes out. He has to be like medevaced out of there.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, Kiss doesn't need to be skiing at their age, especially at their age. You know what I mean?
If they're going to go skiing, go water skiing, because at least if they fall, it's not going to hurt.
Yeah. I mean, it hurts a little bit if you're going fast enough and you face plant
right,
or something.
But still, I mean, you're gonna land in water. You're not going to go thud, you know?
It's crazy, man. And like when Gene did it, it was right after he got his freaking facelift. He's not even supposed to be like doing anything, you know, physical, and he's trying to ski some mountain and doesn't really know how to ski.
Right.
What are you thinking, bro? I mean, obviously, it's a reality show, so it may not be 100% true.
That's like just having, like, intestinal surgery or something and then going, hey, let's go check out the chili cook-off. No.
Yeah. Jeez, man. But yeah, that's kind of scary. I saw that yesterday. So that happened yesterday, apparently. And today, the 16th is today, and that means it's Bob Kulick's birthday. So we want to say happy birthday, Bob, if you're listening.
Happy birthday, Bob.
One of my favorite interviews I've ever done was with Bob Kulick over at Strange Ways. So if you haven't heard it, go check it out. But anyhow, there's not a whole lot more news going on. I mean, Kiss is doing that casino, if you will, you know. But not much other news. They came to St. Louis. Me and D-Rock got fucked over and didn't get to go, because it sold out before I even knew they were on sale. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I bitched about that enough over on the radio show.
Yeah, so but we'll I do want to say that I thought it was really cool, though, that they fed all the military vets for free. So
yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, Kiss, they love the military, and that's cool. Very pro-American. It's, you know, good on them. But yeah, I guess maybe we'll get into the topic this week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
The MyGene 15.
Basically, like about a month ago, when Gene announced that he was going to play that Nashville Bike Week, we had this idea to do, you know, kind of a set list show, and, you know, we just haven't got to it. So we're going to do that today. So I'm thinking, what would it be like to, you know, if Gene just decided to do a tour like Paul has a couple times in the past, you know what I'm saying? Do you think it would be cool? What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that it could be really cool because, like, Paul doing it now, maybe not so much because of his vocals, but Gene hasn't lost a thing vocally, I don't think.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's like he still sounds great, so he could do any of his songs and it would be very cool. We even made our own little set list of what we think it might be cool for Gene to do, but before we get into that, I'd like to know, what do you think, like, he's obviously not going to be wearing the makeup, right?
Right. Well, so, I don't know. Maybe.
No, I don't think he would do that, because Paul, that's goofy and disrespectful. Yeah,
maybe not, but I would still expect him to do, like, his Gene character, though, you know?
The demon.
Yeah, but, you know, like, the stuff he would do as Kiss, you know, since he's singing songs from Kiss.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm not talking about the set list. I'm talking about what's he going to look like? If he's not going to wear the makeup, what's he going to look like? You know what I'm saying?
I would expect him probably to come out, you know, if he's not going to be wearing makeup, maybe doing, like, I don't know, kind of like an altered look from, like, Unholy or something.
Yeah, kind of a revenge thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not so metaled out, you know, yeah. But not, like, hot in the shade looking, you know.
Or Asylum or something.
Right, you know, but more like...
just like a revenge rocked out Gene.
Yeah.
See, because I don't know, man. I kind of think he might just come out. You know how he's just always in that, like, blazer and jeans and some fucking cowboy
boots? Kind of like how Ace just came out and he was wearing, like, a sleeveless shirt and jeans, you know.
Yeah, but that was cooler than what I'm talking about for Gene, that he's always got that damn blazer, and he's just got the shades. I hope he doesn't do that look, or like that fucking...
I don't think he would, because I think that would be... A blazer's too restricting, you know, to sit there and play, you know, a bunch of songs with a bass on your shoulders, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Do you think that it'll have...
I mean, he may come out with, like, jeans and, like, a button-up shirt, you know, untucked, you know, with, like, his sleeves rolled up or something, you
know? That's what I was thinking, is, like, that blue fucking... He's got that button-up shirt, you know, and he has, like, black leather pants and that blue shirt. Kind of, like, Hot in the Shade.
Almost, yeah.
Do you think he'll have the ponytail, or do you think he'll have a top knot? I mean, what is he going to do?
Right, yeah, you never know with him. I mean, I would think he might have his hair like it looks like off of Family Jewels or something, you know?
That's kind of what I think.
Just kind of like the slick back look.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Well, I guess we'll see.
Eventually.
Okay, so if he does do a tour, though, do you think... Obviously, I don't think that he's going to spit blood or breathe fire, do you?
I don't think he'd go that far, but... You know, I think he might do some of his theatrical stuff, you know?
What, like fly up to the rafters?
Right.
I don't know. You know,
because, I mean, some of those things are just too noticeable and too expected, you know, too trademarked in.
Right.
You know, sketched in stone, you know, to not do if you're going to do that song. I mean, I can see him, you know... not breathing the fire or not spitting the blood, because obviously he's not in his Gene character costumes, you know, so he's not going to want to mess up his regular clothes night after night, you know, but...
Yeah. Plus, he never did the blood in the non-makeup days, you know, through the 80s and such, even though there's that one photo that everyone seems to think that he did it once on, like, the Lick It Up tour or something, but I'll believe that when I see video footage. It would just be odd. It'd be like, dude, is he sick? What's going on? You know?
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, some stuff is just too expected for him not to do it, you know? You'll see what I'm talking about when I go into my list.
Okay, so we don't think that he's going to go full demon. We think he's kind of strip it back and just play a rock and roll show, but he will be heavy on Kiss material, obviously.
Yeah, he's going to be like Baby Demon, not full.
Just like Paul, when he does his solo shit, he does... mostly Kiss. He'll do some of his solo album stuff, and he on that one live Kiss, he does some of the stuff off of Live to Win, you know.
Right.
I wonder, will Gene play any of his asshole stuff? Or I'm assuming he'll do something, at least one or two off the 78 record, you know. But do you think he'll touch asshole?
I think he would.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll see. I think it could be really cool. Depending on, do you think that he'll, you know how Paul just had that band that was like from that TV show?
Yeah.
Do you think Gene will just go that route and get some dudes like that, like some session guys or whatever, some live hired hands? Or do you think that he'll, being Gene Simmons, you know how he's like on the back of his solo album and even like everything he does, he always wants to have all the famous people associated with him, right? So do you think that he'll have kind of an all-star band, you know, people we know playing with him?
I really don't know.
Seems like Gene is the kind of guy and would be the kind of guy that he's like, I got Dave Grohl and Fergie.
Right. I mean, I think that if he could And if the people in other bands that were big Kiss freaks, you know, like Rachel Bolan, you know, and stuff like that, if they weren't busy doing other stuff and they could do the tour with him, I think they would.
Yeah.
If not, I think they may like make like special appearance at certain shows, you know, if they can make them. But otherwise, I think he may end up going with like studio musicians, you know.
Right. Whatever he can find the cheapest.
Or people, you know, that he knows the songs.
Right.
And can perform them, you know, that actually have the free time to be able to go and do the you know, the concert venues.
I hear you. But I think that he would get, I think it would be cool, like, not necessarily, if he had Rachel Bolan, what would he be doing? Just singing, you think? Is Gene going to play bass? Or is he just going to be fronting the band?
Well, I mean, I was just using Rachel Bolan as an example.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Like, when he did that, swing music or whatever you call that shit? When he did that, like, Gene Daddy stuff or whatever?
Yeah.
He just came out in his little blazer and was just, like, fronting it. He wasn't playing bass.
Right.
So he may go that route, you know?
You never know.
What's interesting, though, is, you know, it's only been confirmed for one show, and the opening bands are like Skid Row and people like that. So they very well could just, you know, piece together a band from those guys.
Could. I mean, you never know, Gene, you know. Yeah. He's unpredictable.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see what could happen come September, but we'll see. And I do think that if it goes over really well at that one show at the Bike Week, that Gene will do a tour, because you know how he is.
Right.
He follows, I mean, if he the money. Does
it, he sees it's a success, you know, and he's like, man, I can monopolize on this. He's going to run it as far as he can.
Yeah, and then he could kind of show Paul that he's not the only one that can do it. You know how those guys are so competitive with each other.
They're always back and forth with each other, right. You know.
So it could be super cool. So let's get into what we think would be the perfect set list. And we decided we're going to go with 15 songs. Originally, I thought 19 would be the number because that's what Paul did on his latest tour, you know?
But right.
That's been a few years, so I think maybe 15 for Gene that way, because they're a little bit older, and that's a decent amount of songs, you know? So,
right.
So we're going to go with 15. Why don't you hit me with your first two for the 1-2 punch? What's Gene going to start with, and then what's he going to follow it with?
Well, I think, you know, that if it was me and I was Gene, I think I would start off with Radioactive with the full intro. Kind of like, you know, that intro shit, you know, would be like the cue, the lights are down, you know, maybe yeah. Spotlights swirling, you know, and you hear it, so you know they're getting ready to come on stage.
Yeah.
You know, and then boom, there he is. And then I'd go into Deuce.
Nice. I could see that. I think that the idea of having that whole, like, scary part play while the lights are down, and as soon as it stops, lights come on, curtain drops, and there they are is pretty sweet.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. But for me, I had to go with Deuce first. It's just the best Kiss starter, best Gene Simmons starter that I could think of, man. I mean, I can't think of anything else that starts it better, not even Radioactive.
Right. The only reason I went with Radioactive was because it had that whole theatrical intro. Yeah.
But at the same time, you could still have that start the show, and when it cuts, the lights come on, and then, you know, straight into Deuce.
Right.
You could go straight into anything, but yeah, I feel you. My original thought, I kind of did play around in my head with having Radioactive first, but then I defaulted to Deuce, man, you know.
Well, at least we had at least the same song within the first two, so. Yeah.
So he comes out to Deuce, rocks out. As usual, another question for you. Do you think that if he does Deuce, which you know he's going to do Deuce at some point, maybe first, second, whenever, he's going to play it, I think. But do you think that he'll do the Deuce moves, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really expect him to do that because, I mean, that's a thing that they did all three of them together.
Yeah, maybe he'll stay away from that. But it'd be weird to see him do it with other people, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I think that would kind of be a, I don't know, that would kind of go either way. I mean, I think some people would be disappointed that he did that without Paul and Ace or Paul and Tommy.
Right.
you know, but then some people might think it was awesome that he did it, you know, again, because that's, you know, what this song entails, you know, and what a lot of people expect when they hear that song. So, yeah. I don't know. That could go either way.
Yeah, it's just basically, it comes down to, will Gene kind of respect Kiss as Kiss and leave that kind of shit alone, or is he the type that's like, hey, I am Kiss, I'm going to do whatever I want, even if Kiss does it.
Right.
Time will tell, though. I mean, this happened in September at least once, right. You know. Okay, so why don't you hit me with your third song? After these, well, the 1-2 punch, Gene might, you know, say a couple somethings, which would be weird, because Gene, he needs a Paul to really, you know, speak right. For the band. But anyhow, what's the third song going to be for you?
My third song would be Parasite.
I could see Gene doing that. It's kind of a Gene song. I mean, Ace wrote it, but we think of Gene as the singer, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. It would be heavy, too. And it's kind of demon-y. I didn't think of that one, but yeah, that is, I could see it happening. And I think that people would be pretty happy with it, you know?
Right.
Okay, well, for my third one... Oh, I haven't even given you my second song, have I? Wait a second.
No, you didn't do your second one, I don't think.
Okay, so I'll hit you with all these. So I come out with Deuce, as you know. The 1-2 punch, as soon as Deuce is over with that, you know? Straight into Naked City. Just like, boom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, dude, heavy. And so they get done with Naked City, and Gene says whatever he's going to say, and then they count off fits like a fucking glove.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. If you look at some of those old Kiss set lists, always kind of up early in the set because it's a rocker, dude, and it kicks ass, and it's like totally forgotten these days, but I've always loved it, still love it, and I want to hear Gene do it on a solo tour. You like that idea or what?
Yeah.
That song fucking rocks, man, and it would still rock. Okay, so that'll take us into your fourth cut. What you got?
Then I would cut into Watching You.
Nice, nice. I could see that because actually my number five is Watching You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but before that, I bust right it from Fits Like a Glove, and then I figured, well, we did Naked City and Fits Like a Glove. We better throw him a bone to some of the people that may not know all the deeper cuts. So he's going to bust into Calling Dr. Love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that song rocks. Yeah, it's been done a lot, but, I mean, you
got to got that further on down the list.
Yeah, I mean, you got to throw a few out that are, like, universally known, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I hit him with Calling Dr. Love, then Watching You. So, what would your fifth song be?
My fifth song would be Cold Gin.
Nice. Another Ace song, sung by Gene, mostly. That's pretty cool. Ace is getting some love even on a Gene Simmons solo gig.
Right. Like I said, you know, these songs may not all be wrote by Gene, but they're associated with Gene.
Yeah, it's no different than Ace doing, you know, Love Gun and Deuce and shit.
Right.
Did they do Deuce? I think they did the last time we saw Ace, didn't he?
Yeah, Ace did Deuce when we saw him at Pops.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I thought so. So, for my number six, I'm going to pull out Radioactive without the beginning, since we use it at the beginning of the show, but just go straight into it, kind of like they did on the cruise recently. So, I think that would rock. And I know that he can do it, because he recently did it, and it did rock. You know, it kicked ass. So, that's what I would go with. And I think that the fans would go apeshit. So, what is your number six, then?
My number six would be Finally Calling Dr. Love.
Okay, okay. Yeah, he's got to do Calling Dr. Love.
It's got obviously.
Yeah. It's one of the big Kiss ones of his, you know, that he has to do. And I'm curious to see what happens towards the end, whether we'll get there when we get there. But my six was Radioactive, and then we're going to go straight into freaking Charisma.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, dude, see,
I Charisma. I didn't put that one on my list.
No?
No.
I've been wanting him to do that for, like, as long as I can remember, because it would rock. I mean, we covered it, and it totally rocked.
Yeah. I mean, I like the song. I really do. I love it. But, I mean, I just didn't think about putting that one in my list. For some reason, it just shot over my head.
I feel you. I feel you. 15, it makes it kind of tough to narrow it down. I had to...
Right.
There's songs that I kind of would still want to hear that
I mean, you want to do songs, you want to throw songs in there that people normally don't hear him do, but you know he's going to be playing a lot of the songs that everybody wants to hear, you know, so. Yeah.
that's crazy to me, though. It's like, if he's doing a solo tour, you're pretty much only going to have, like, diehards there, right?
Right.
So in theory, he could do nothing but deep cuts, and everyone would really go apeshit. But at the same time, like, I got to have Deuce, and that's nowhere near it, like a deep cut, you know?
So right.
Certain songs you just got to have. But anyhow, so my number 7 was Charisma. What was yours?
My number 7, I went a little bit newer and put in I Love It Loud.
Yeah. See, I had that one, and I had to scratch it because I was originally thinking 19, but then I had to cut it because we went down to 15.
But, right.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I've bitched about it, and most people that talk about Kiss have bitched about, they're tired of hearing it live, you know?
Yeah.
But, dude, when you do hear it live, you can't tell me that it doesn't fucking rock. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just heavy. I mean, 'cause
you hear it, and all of a sudden you just hear, you know, the beginning with those drums that just dum dum pa. You know, it gets you going, you know?
Yeah, and they do it really well live still. It sounds just as good as the record.
Oh, definitely.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's one of those ones that you're not disappointed with, you know, because, I mean, you hear it on the record and you're like, that's so fucking cool. And then you hear it live and you're like, oh my God, this still rocks. You know?
Still it's, rocks.
It still just gets your blood pumping, you know?
And it's the only, like, slow tempo Kiss song that does rock.
Right.
You know? Okay, so that was our number 7s, right? So we're about halfway through the set, and by this time, I think most of the people that were at my show were like, man, there hasn't been anything that deep, really, you know? So for the next song, Gene pulls out something that I don't think they ever did live, and that would be cool, and it would be a little bit heavier, too, and I'm talking Good Girl Gone Bad.
Really?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think that's pretty good.
Because he could sing it and it would sound exactly the same. And it would just be cool, man. That's one of those songs, you know, I think most of Crazy Nights gets shit on, but Gene has a couple good ones on there, man, and that's one of them. So I'd love to hear that live. But what's your number 8?
My number 8 would be War Machine.
Right, right, right. I didn't use War Machine because I am tired of hearing that one live, even though it is super heavy and they do it well. I'm just tired of that one. But I hear you. I mean, people still love it, and it's one of those ones that is kind of a signature Gene tune these days, you know?
Right.
So I could see it happening. But for me, I didn't go there for that one. Even though in like a 19 set, I didn't go there. I'm tired of that fucking song, man. And I don't think that Tommy does.
Right. But, I mean, you got to think, though. I mean, for Gene to do a show, I mean, there aren't as many songs to choose from, you know, that he could switch around like Paul does, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he really has to throw in the more popular ones that people know him for, you know? Then.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. Like, Paul has just a better catalog as far as Kiss goes, I think. I mean,
right.
That's all subjective. I'm a big Paul Stanley nut, you know. Somebody else might be like, you're insane. Gene has all the best Kiss songs, you know.
It just comes down to personal preference, you know.
Yeah, I just think that Paul sings all the anthems except for Rock and Roll All Night, you know. So it's just Paul's songs are more uplifting and Gene's are just kind of more... I don't know, not like a downer or anything, but they just aren't quite as anthemic, I guess you'd say.
Right.
So, what was your number 8?
My number 8 was War Machine.
Okay, yeah. See, I have no memory. I'm like a fucking goldfish. You know what I'm saying? Just like, Jesus, man.
Talking about goldfish, my God, you'll never believe who I ran into.
Who?
You remember that Joe Roy bitch that we went to Strutter with?
Oh, yeah, the chick that looked like Joe Roy.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let me clarify for the people listening. Joe Roy was this like big Italian dude that used to play drums for my very first band. And so to say she's with Joe Roy chick, it's not so good. I'll just leave it at that. But anyhow, sorry to interrupt, dude. Just wanted to fill everybody in with what you're talking about.
So anyway, I ran into her, and We talked for a while, and we decided to go grab a couple drinks, you know, just to catch up and everything, you know. And, you know, she had gotten married and had a couple kids, you know, divorced, whatever. And for some reason, we got onto the subject about when we went to go see Strutter.
Yeah, that was the first time we ever saw Strutter or any other Kiss tribute band.
Yeah.
It was awesome, and, dude. Totally awesome.
So, anyway, and I mean, she looks pretty good now, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
So she looks more like Jocelyn Roy.
Right.
Joe's little sister, remember?
Yeah, right. So, anyway, we were talking, you know. We had a couple drinks, and I was giving her a ride home. And she was telling me, you know, about how she became a big Kiss fan because of that. Because of me and you.
Cool, dude.
And so I popped in one of my random Kiss CDs that I made, you know, to drive around and listen to. And that song Domino came on.
Okay. So did you stop and get a milkshake or what? Burger?
No. And so she was talking about how that song makes her all hot. You know.
Oh shit! What did you do? Yeah. What the hell did you do?
I didn't do nothing. I was just giggling. Yeah, you know? I mean, I just said my normal. Oh yeah. You know, and she's all started squirming around in the seat. Next thing you know, she reaches over and unzipped my pants, and
boy.
That's the end of that story.
You know the rest, I guess, huh? Jeez.
Right.
After all these years, you turned around to Kiss, and she became your headlight queen.
Yeah. I guess that was her way of thanking me for turning her on to the band, I guess. I don't
know. Hey, man. At least you got paid back for the honor of being a Kiss freak.
Gratuities are always welcome.
Jared's got a sticker on the back of his car that says, gas, grass, or ass, nobody rides for free.
You'll meet in the seat or your feet in the street.
Said the man to the hooker. I should probably edit that out.
People into that story one of these days.
It's ridiculous. Okay. Let's get back on track here, dude.
Yeah, so that's number crazy, nine.
Though. So she's a Kiss fan, though, now, after seeing Strutter.
Yeah, she's a big Kiss fan.
Let me say one thing about Strutter, man. This was in, like, probably 92, 93, maybe?
Yeah, because I was still driving my first car.
Yeah, so we went to go see this band, Strutter, and I never even heard of a tribute band at the time, but they had a poster, and they were posed, like, alive, and it was like, holy shit, for real? Cool. So we went. And, dude, it was packed. It was, like, at the time, I've said it before, but it was probably cooler than seeing the real Kiss, dude, because it was like seeing Kiss in a club that was packed in the Young and Hungry days. It was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And so because of that, she became a Kiss freak, so that's really cool.
Yeah. And what was cool about that Strutter thing, too, was we even got to hang out outside with them and talk with them and everything and became friends with them. So Every time they came into Pops or anything, they remembered who we were, and we got to hang out with them.
Yeah, that Bill always remembered us. The Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. I remember thinking it was weird, though, to see him when they first came out from that first show, and everyone's like, people were asking for autographs and all this crazy shit, but the Gene dude was, like, smoking, and it seemed all crazy.
Yeah.
It's funny. Okay, so that was my number eight. Did you give your number eight?
Yeah, we did my number eight. We're on number nine.
Okay. So for my number nine, he's still kind of in the deep cut bag, and he pulls out Only You.
Really?
You know, something off The Elder besides freaking World Without Heroes would be beautiful. I almost went with I, but I personally would rather hear Only You because it would just be so cool, man.
Really? I didn't pick anything off The Elder.
No?
No.
You can't tell me that it wouldn't be rad.
It would, but I mean, I just couldn't figure one out, you know. I mean, a couple that I just couldn't decide on, so I was just like, well, I'll just pass that.
Right. Well, what did you do for number nine?
I went with Unholy.
Right on. That's another one that he has to do, I feel like, you know?
Yeah. That's related with the demon, you know, and Gene, so...
Yeah, he's definitely got to do Unholy. That's like one of his signature tunes, you know? It could easily be.
Right.
He could do the blood if he's going to do the freaking blood if he wants. But it's kind of like his modern, you know, it's his modern day kind of God of Thunder kind of thing.
Right.
Which is cool. I didn't use God of Thunder either, but we'll find out if you did once we go down this list. Okay, so then for number 10, I'm just like, fuck it. We're going to stay a little bit deep and we're going to go to 78th solo record, but I want to hear him do Man of a Thousand Faces, kind of like the way the demo sounds. I don't know if you've heard that demo, D-Rock, but...
Yeah, I did.
It's a bit...
I thought about putting that song in my list, but I didn't.
It's a bit heavier that way, and if he did it live, I would assume that it would be heavier, even heavier, you know?
Right.
So I think it would rock, dude. Man of a Thousand Faces. One of my favorites.
I do, too. But it just didn't make my list for some reason.
Yeah. And that one would satisfy all us deep cut freaks, you know?
Right.
What did you do for number 10?
I went with this off the same album. I went that Unholy was on. I went with Domino.
You probably just remember an old Jocelyn Roy. What's her real name, in case she's listening?
Katrina.
Oh, Katrina. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're listening, Katrina, hello. I'm glad you're a Kiss fan.
What's up?
Yeah. Okay. So you go Unholy straight into Domino. That's a nice little chunk of revenge era for everybody. But for me, I want Gene to pay a little bit of tribute to the freaking 80s a little bit. And I want to hear him do Secretly Cruel.
Really?
Yeah, from
Asylum. I've got that one, but that's not next.
Really? You know, kind of that's one of those ones that we always used to talk about, that freaking Double Virgo years ago. And do it kind of like that, but with Gene and a heavy band, you know?
Yeah.
Be super cool. And, you know, they always kind of just ignore everything from Lick It Up through Revenge, more or less, you know?
Yeah,
so it'd be cool. It'd be cool to hear something pulled off Asylum. And it would totally blow people's minds at first, I bet. But anyhow, what you got?
All right, well, I wanted to split up the Revenge, you know, songs with this one, so I went with Lonely as the Hunter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is a deep cut right there, bro. And have Bruce come out and do his thing.
Right.
That'd be cool.
Right, you know, special guest announcement, and then here he comes.
That'd be cool. I'm down to hear anything that hasn't been beaten to death like a horse, you know, a dead horse for that matter. But, yeah, I never saw that one coming, dude. In a million years.
I know, especially from me, right?
Yeah. I can see it, though. I almost went with Burn, Bitch, Burn, and it was on my set of 19, but it had to get trimmed down.
Right. Oh, so you didn't have that one on there if it would have been 19 songs?
Not Lonely, but Burn, Bitch, Burn, same album.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I figured you would have had that song in your list.
Yeah, I mean, that song is totally underrated. So what? He talks about sticking logs in a fireplace. I don't care. It's still
I thought about putting that one in my list, too, but... Lonely as the Hunter took it.
I hear you. I feel you. Little Animalized Love. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, so for my number 12, I'm starting to kind of wrap things down a bit. And now Gene's like, man, after all those deep ones, I better give him a fucking demon song. And then he busts into Unholy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes into like a mini demon set because he follows that right up with Almost Human.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so you get Unholy straight into Almost Human. I think that'd be awesome.
Right on. So you want me to do 12 and 13 then?
Yeah, why not?
All right, well then after that, I'd go back to one more Revenge tune. You know, and I put Spit.
Spit, huh?
Yeah.
Who's going to do the Paul part, though, like vocally?
Well, you know, like maybe one of his other, lackeys. You know, musicians would throw it out there or something, you know?
Yeah. I hear you. That could be really cool.
And then for 13, I went Secretly Cruel.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that's one of those super underrated songs, you know?
Right.
I always contend that if Asylum didn't look so crazy, even if they looked like they did on Animalize, it would have been way cooler, and it would have sold a lot more, and then have a totally different place in Kistory, I think.
Right, right.
Okay, so in my little set, Gene's going to do this last song before he comes out for the big finish, right? So this time he may say a couple words about how it's been like a nice fucking night, blah, blah, blah. It's been a great life, you know? And on this one, I want him to kind of have like, you know, like in the middle of like, Do You Love Me? Or I can't remember what songs that but they used to put up like footage of themselves, kind of like a little collage of photos and footage.
Kind of like Def Leppard did.
Yeah. But during this song, I want them to do that all the way through it, you know. But this song is coming off Psycho Circus. I'm talking Journey of a Thousand Years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's kind of reliving the past.
It's kind of like a tribute to the past, you know.
Yeah, his journey through life. Yeah, dude. I think that would be really cool.
And I can see that. Maybe, I didn't think about anything like that.
Yeah, maybe for this one. Since Gene has been known to be kind of grandiose, you know, he would bring maybe out like a string section and shit to do those cello parts and all that.
Right.
Could be super cool. He ends this one and the lights go dark. He walks off and I'll reveal my big closer when we come back from hearing your number 14. What you got?
All right. Well, my number 14 would be Sweet Pain.
Nice. I would love to hear that live. And I actually considered that one, but it didn't make the cut. I love that song, though. It's one of those underrated Gene songs, I think.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I figured I'd throw in a couple of, the songs that people haven't really heard him play, you know?
Isn't that the Kissettes on the background vocals, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is. I could be wrong. That might be Tomorrow and Tonight or something. I don't know. But anyway, you need some kind of background chicks with mini skirts. I could dig it. I could dig it.
I think, yeah.
So in your situation, does he go back and then come back for his last song as an encore, or what does he go straight into it?
No, he has to go off, before he comes back for his last song.
Okay.
So, and you'll hear why, when I tell you.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So for my last song, he'd go off stage, and come back because he's going to have to get hooked up, and I would have him do God of Thunder.
Okay.
With the whole flying up in the air.
Yeah.
Because that's like his goodbye, because then once he flies up in the air and does that, then the lights go out, show's over, and then he can come down and unhook and do whatever he has to do to go backstage. Yeah. So that's cool, like the finale, with him flying up in the air, it's like him flying up and leaving, it's like, bye.
Gene like ascends.
Right.
It'd be so strange to see him out of makeup flying up there, though, and standing up there with his little blazer on.
But that comes back to the whole, some things he would have to do, of his theatrics, not right. All of it, but
I hear you.
Something, because I think people would be disappointed if they went and saw Gene and he didn't do anything that was at least one of his theatrical things,
right. I hear you. And I like that you didn't go Rock and Roll All Night.
Yeah, that's just so overdone. I think if they're going to do that song, they have to do that as the band, not solo.
I do too. And I didn't use it as well because of for the same exact reasons. That says Kiss more than probably any song to the masses, So you don't want to... I don't think Paul did it either on his solo tour. So it's just you just got to leave that one alone,
Yeah, because it's just not right without all of them.
Exactly.
Because it's not just Gene singing it, you have to have Paul's harmonies, otherwise it just doesn't sound right,
You got to have Paul going, what?
Right. Rock and Roll All Night, it has to be done as a band, because there's just so many key signature parts.
Right, yeah.
That you just can't have somebody else come in and wing it and have it sound right,
Yep, I agree 100%. That's why I didn't use it. And what I used is Badass. He's going to come out and they're going to launch. First, he's going to get everybody clapping with those weird, like, air claps that he used to do.
Oh, yeah.
So picture that. Everybody's clapping. Gene's looking like he's playing an air accordion or something, And they launch into frickin' Let Me Go Rock and Roll. The original Kiss closer and still could easily be a closer, in my opinion. And I think that'd be the coolest way for Gene to go out.
I didn't even think about that either. That completely skipped my mind also.
Right. But you could, it has that big bass breakdown. You could have confetti still. You could do the works, and it could still be...
Oh, yeah.
It could still be just as badass as Rock and Roll All Night. So that's what I would do.
Right on.
And I think everyone would leave there super happy.
Either way, both of our lists, people would be satisfied with it.
I think so too. A couple songs here and there, people might scratch their heads on a little bit, but again, I think at a solo Gene Simmons show, you're going to get diehards, and they're going to know everything that he's ever recorded. You know what I mean? He could bust out an old demo, like Rock and Rolls Royce or some shit, and we'd probably all know the words, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And speaking of demos, we were supposed to be doing the Magna Graphics studio demos this week, but it turned out that Kiss FAQ beat us to the punch, and we didn't want to do the same thing that this other podcast did this week, so...
Right.
Somewhere down the line, we'll get to that, and sorry about that, Joel. We will get back to you, though, brother, for sure. But, yeah, so we ended up going with this topic, and I think it was pretty fun, man. I had a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think both of us surprised each other with some of the songs that we actually picked.
Yeah. So do you think that, suppose Gene does this whole thing, is it going to be... in like little theaters? Do you think that he'll come to St. Louis? Do you think it'll be just like kind of Paul does with Soul Station, just kind of more local to California? I mean, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think that if he does do a tour and it does go like around the United States, I think he might do, you know, smaller stuff, you know, smaller venues, you know, like
here he would do like the pageant or something.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
When Breaking Benjamin came through, you know, and they were doing like a little local tours, you know, and stuff like that. You know, they weren't doing like big amphitheaters or nothing. They came through and played the pageant, you know, and it rocked, you know. So I think Gene would probably do something like that.
That'd be super cool. I wonder what the tickets would be. Do you think they'd be reasonable, or is Gene Simmons going to be charging, you know, $200 a ticket?
I don't know. I think they might be a little reasonable because it's not Kiss. It's him.
Right.
You know, and plus these are small venues. You know, nobody's going to go pay $200 a ticket to go to the pageant.
That's for sure. I think that it would still be successful if he does it right, for sure.
Right.
Because...
I mean, I think even the Breaking Benjamin ones, I mean, it was sold out. And I think the tickets there were only like 50, maybe 75 bucks.
Wow.
Pay that to see Gene. Gene's would probably be more than that, but yeah. I mean, I don't think he'd be charging $200 a ticket, you know, to play a little local venue like that, right. You know.
Yep, time will tell, man. Maybe we will get a Gene Simmons tour. That'd be pretty cool, man. I'd definitely go check it out.
I was going to say, I know me and you both would be there.
Oh, yeah. How cool would it be, like, if Gene went on tour with Ace's band and they played shows together?
Now, that would be pretty wild.
That'd be super awesome, dude. We get, you know, two for the price of one. It'd be great.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I think that's about it for this show. Sorry you guys had to go Joe-less this week, but for those of you that need a quick Joe fix, you can catch us at 8:30 Eastern on KGFRocks.com for Podcast Rock City Live. Catch up with Joe. Joe will be back next week. We just couldn't get it together this week, and that's why the show's also a day late. But, you know, shit happens. We just wanted to... still do something for you. And I got this idea, man. I've been pushing it for a while, and we haven't got the results. But I want to ask you guys again, if you're listening, you know, I'd like to do like a Q&A of some sort, like just kind of a mailbag episode where you guys send us in questions about anything, and we get to answer them. So send those if you want to participate in that. Just send them to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. And we'll get those, and we can have another topic for an episode because let me tell you, week after week, it's like, man, what the hell are we going to talk about, dude?
Oh, and that reminds me. Also, don't forget to send in a video of your best impersonation of me for our contest that we announced last time.
Yeah, you can win yourself some premium membership packages over at podcastrockcity.com, where we do the premium stuff, which is basically another whole show, just the regular free show. You get that every week. Premium shows like a whole other show that we just do every week, and you get to listen to that as well if you're into it. So make sure you get to that podcastrockcity.com. Check that out.
This is Big John Hart, and I'm listening to Podcast Rock City.
We want to just say thanks for listening so much. And what you got, D-Rock? You got any final words?
Nope, that's pretty much about it for me.
All right. Well, next week we'll be back to Joe steering the ship through these stormy seas. And thanks for listening so much. And we listen to a whole lot of other podcasts. And you're going to hear those commercials right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited.
Right.
Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss.
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f- oh, f- come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album.
Kiss podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast, and if you love this...
And you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Sitting around with time to kill.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere and that's just fine.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you and goodbye.